Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, come here. My next guest is an actress you know from Mirror, Mirror, Mank, and Emily in Paris.
Madeline. This is the hardest decision I have ever had to make. You've done so much for me, and I'm so grateful for that. I mean, it's just something that I have to do. It's Paris! Emily, no!
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Lily Collins. Hello, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
No, I gotta ask something about that clip right there.
Yeah.
You have bangs.
Yes, I have bangs.
You have bangs.
Yeah.
Was that a wig you were cutting or did you cut your own hair there?
No, that would be a mess. No, that was a piece, but we only had one piece because fake hair is expensive.
Very expensive. Exactly.
So we had one shot.
Okay.
And I weirdly cut it even.
Wow.
Go figure, I know.
That's
was pretty lucky.
TV magic is
yes.
what that is. This is the third, this is season 3.
Yeah.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, how much?
Thank you.
Now, spoiler alert for the people who haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. Emily in Paris takes place in Paris. And how much of the year do you spend there when you're shooting?
I spend about 5 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a nice gig.
It's a lovely gig. I actually now have a residency card.
What does that mean, like a green card?
I have like a 2-year residency card for France.
Wow.
Which is, I just never thought I'd get to say that. We're
wow.
so grateful to be able to shoot there. Paris has really enveloped us and welcomed us.
Do you feel like a little bit of a local now?
I do feel a little bit like
because
a local,
Because you've certainly made it. This is... Paris Vogue, right there. Look at that. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty nice.
That was a real shock when I got that cover, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, wait, me, what? I was so honored to be on the cover of French Vogue.
You can get in anywhere in Paris, just hold this up. To say, excuse
me,
open the door. Have you met Emmanuel Macron?
I have not.
I have. I'm just saying, I don't have my little card, but I've met Emmanuel Macron. Yeah.
I've met his lovely wife.
Brigitte, yeah.
Brigitte Macron.
Absolutely.
Wait.
Yeah, what did she say? Was she nice?
She's actually a really big fan of the show.
Oh, really? Wow. Wow.
Which I was
about,
like
what
very...
What about your show? Does she like yours?
I don't know.
I got when I met Macron, he actually did like this. He was like so French. You know, I know he's French.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the president of France, but he leaned in. He just took my hand. And he goes, "Enchanté."
Oh,
I'm like, wait a second.
Say it again.
Yeah, hose me down, man. I totally get it. So this is the true sign that your character has made it. On Google Maps, your character, Emily Cooper's apartment, now appears on Google Maps.
This is crazy. I was trying to send my friend a location of where I was shooting that day, and I zoomed in and went, it says Emily Cooper's apartment on Google Maps. It's like, that's weird.
Yes.
And also very cool. I was Like, thanks, Google.
You and your husband have started a production company, Andrew.
We have, yeah, yes. Yeah. We recently launched Case Study Films with our producing partner, Alex Orlovsky. And mm-hmm. we are so excited because it's something I've wanted.
A lot of work.
Yes, it's a lot yeah. of work. There's three of us.
Sure.
So we can like divvy up the work.
Okay.
No, we're really, really excited because I've always wanted a production company, but it was about timing and with whom. Mm. And Charlie, writer, director, producer, myself, actress and producer, and Alex Orlovsky, a producer, we all bring different things to the table. And we really want it to be a one-stop shop for creatives to be able to bring IP, tell their stories, and just be able to take ownership over their projects in a way that maybe other places wouldn't give them the opportunity to.
Well, your husband, Charlie, is a director. He's directed you.
Yeah.
What is it like to be directed by your husband? And can you sort of turn off the workplace relationship when you get home?
We filmed a movie called Windfall, in which, spoiler alert, I end up killing two people, one of which is my husband in the movie, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's in the plot. I mean, it's like, it's warranted, okay?
Sure.
But we were planning our wedding at the same time as shooting that movie, so it was almost like he got to see, like, worst case scenario right away.
Mm-hmm. And there can be some tension. There can be some tension.
There was some tension. It was an incredible experience working with him. I felt very encouraged and inspired every single day. And I often forgot that he was actually my fiancé because he just is very much an actor's director. Mm-hmm. And there was only three cast members, and we were all really good friends. So he all spoke to us the same way. And it was just really fun. And the wedding happened.
Congratulations.
We still got married.
Congratulations. I understand you and your husband... You've both been bitten by the pickleball bug, which I recently also as well.
I know, because not only am I the cover on French Vogue, but guys, I think this is more exciting.
No one knows what that is.
No, this is Pickleball Magazine, in Pickleball Magazine. Also, love the coordination. Emily would be proud.
Yes.
I hope we noticed.
I want you to know this is her copy of that magazine, not my copy of this magazine.
By the way, I totally didn't even realize that I apparently had to pay $8 for this because as I was on my way out of the pickleball store that my husband was getting a new racket, I just took it.
So you stole this?
I thought that it was for free.
Did they stop you and make you pay or are you a criminal on the run right now?
It was worth it. It was worth it.
We should play. We should play sometime.
Yes, we would love to. No, yes. We're big, big pickleball fans.
No, I'm a big fan of Lily Collins.
Thank you so much
for being here. Season 3 of Emily in Paris is on Netflix.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We're dropping your favorite Colbert classics with the biggest stars until we're back on January 3rd with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.